Welcome to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightened discussions with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people living extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Now here's your host, Vicki St. Clair.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome, everyone. Well, we're fast approaching the holidays, and for the past 8 years or so, somewhere in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I've made it a habit to take a road trip. And I don't have any rules about this road trip other than it's my gift to myself, and I go off by myself and disconnect totally from technology. So I usually go somewhere warm and cozy, somewhere where I can walk for miles on the beach or headland, and somewhere where I can just be at peace for a couple of days and think about the past year and what was good about it and what I'd like to happen or what I'd wish to happen next year. And so I'm telling you all this because it's no accident that both of my guests today have very consciously created their own unique lifestyles and through their work are helping thousands of others find their dream and live their dream. Coming up around 12:30, Janice Taylor describes herself as a corporate escapee. She created a new career as a hypnotist, author, speaker, and weight loss artist. She's been practicing what she teaches for more than 8 years and is going to tell us how to thrive through the holidays and maybe even end up a few pounds healthier than we are now. And most importantly, she's going to tell us how to do this and have fun. First, I'm pleased to welcome Mike Dooley, also a corporate escapee, an international tax accountant turned entrepreneur, turned writer and international speaker. Mike was featured in the book and the DVD, The Secret, and he actively uses the concepts and principles he teaches to travel the world, speaking on life, dreams and happiness. He describes his life now as an adventure into creativity and spirituality. His new book is called Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. Mike Dooley, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vicki. Nice to be with you.
Well, your book is described, Mike, as a fresh look at spirituality, who we are, what we can be, what we can do, what we can have. What makes it different to other books out there on the bookshelves? And what do you mean by spirituality?
Well, the entire premise of the book, the thing that gives it wings, that makes it different, that gives it its bite, is I spend a lot of time in the first couple of chapters laying out what I view to be the nature of reality. I kind of lay out the fact that life is the ultimate knowable, that these questions that have vexed mankind since the beginning of time need not have vexed us. It's just that we try to answer them with the strappings or the baggage that was inherited by generations before us that told us life is hard, that God moves in mysterious ways, and therefore it became very difficult and cumbersome to see the truth about who we really are. And very simply, we all have the spark of divinity within us. We are all natural-born creators, and we are here, as you said in your introduction to your second guest, to thrive. This is our default setting. And understanding the truth about our nature means you immediately understand the truth about our inherent spirituality. And from that, you're given wings. You reclaim your power. You focus your attention. And living the life of your dreams becomes a far easier task than ever before.
You talk in the book about praying as a small child because you have a little different take. You describe yourself as not religious, but spiritual.
And totally.
And you realize as a child that when you were praying, what you were really doing is visualizing what you were asking for.
So, exactly.
And it sounds as though that was your first understanding or knowing of this.
It was, and it took a lot more clarity or gained a lot more clarity in the years that passed. At the time, I didn't quite know what was happening. But yes, my premise, in addition to the spirituality that gives us wings, is that in mechanical, logistical terms, the way we create our own reality or live our dreams is through the focus of our thoughts, because our thoughts literally become the things and events of our life. And this is how and why praying is so often so helpful, because it's not as if there is this deity in my view of reality that sits back and judges, will I help Mike today or will I not help Mike today?
Right,
we're all deserving. We're all worthy. It's what we give to ourselves, not what God gives to us. And understanding this is all important.
And one of the things that you talk about a lot is putting things out. You actually began, when you made your transition, you were selling T-shirts as an entrepreneur. You'd left the corporate world. You had a great career as an entrepreneur. And then you went into writing for a living and speaking for a living. Tell us a little bit about the transition from being entrepreneur to being, you're still an entrepreneur, but in a different field now. How did that happen for you?
Well, the transitions for me were definitely tricky and definitely fraught with peril and fear and worry, but we are inclined to succeed. Our lives are proof of this. You know, I say in the book, you know, just look at each of your own lives. I'm speaking to your listeners now. Isn't it true that you and all of the people you know have smiled more than you frowned? Laughed more than you've cried, been healthy more than you've been sick, had money more than you've been flat broke? All of this reveals our inclination to succeed. And when we understand it, we become that much more likely to succeed. And so for me, in spite of my fears, in spite of my worries, in spite of my dark, limiting thoughts, my self-sabotaging beliefs, you know, because I know everybody has those, and when they hear my message, they're like, oh my goodness, I think negative thoughts. I have bad dreams at night. Oh my gosh, I'm doomed. It's like, no. As long as you do what you know to do, set some time aside every day to visualize for like 3 or 4 minutes, playfully see in your mind's eye your dreams coming true, that will offset the fear and the worry. And I made big leaps. I went from PricewaterhouseCoopers, certified public accountant, practicing international tax in the United States and overseas, to completely quitting, not knowing what I would do, kind of surrendering to the universe. Unfortunately, I somewhat unwittingly at the time pushed the right buttons. And I would phrase that now as, when you've got a dream, dream big, but dream generally. So that the universe, life's magic, if you will, that's my what the universe is to me. It's a metaphor for our greater selves and life's absolute magic. We'll have every avenue available to it, every possible scenario to unleash to bring those dreams to pass. So I quit Pricewaterhouse, moved to Orlando, Florida, no clue as to what I would do to start my life as an entrepreneur. But that left a lot of opportunities open. You know, I looked at opening bookstores, I looked at buying franchises, and then as I continue to physically take action, that's always important, in the direction of my dream, becoming an entrepreneur, I had epiphanies, I had inspiration, one friend introduced me to another friend who introduced me to a book. These are all miracles that were summoned by our dreams coupled with action. And that led to selling T-shirts and gifts. Really and truly, for the first 2 years, it was pretty meager existence, especially coming from PricewaterhouseCoopers at the managerial level. But then, all of a sudden, the floodgates opened. My mother, brother, and I were the founding partners of this T-shirt enterprise. And by the third year, we were making many millions of dollars per year. Mm-hmm. When I quit that 9 years ago to become a full-time writer and speaker, again, it was kind of harrowing. The trends had changed. They were all declining. We did not find, at that point, we had a sellable business, but we were way ahead financially. So we had the luxury of deciding to liquidate, and we did that. But that meant 9 years ago, at 39 years old, I had no idea what I would do for the rest of my life. I had no idea what my work would be, where my checks would come from. I had a couple of years to coast, because I had done well financially, but only a couple of years. I still had the rest of my life to figure out. So I started doing what I teach. I said, never worry about explaining exactly how you got where you are today, because where you are is never who you are. Instead, understand the truth about the logistics or the nature of reality. If you want change, think those thoughts. In other words, set some goals. Let them be general, in other words, abundance, rather than, I want $1 million by December 31. You know, then you're creating limitation where it need not exist. So abundance, was one of my goals, creative, fulfilling work, being driven to do what I do out of a passion, even though when I set that goal, I didn't know what that could possibly be. You know, international travel, that was another one of my general end results. I picked those goals and then took action, knocking on proverbial doors, turning over proverbial stones, asking people for help, looking for guidance, attending trade shows, physically moving towards the life of my dreams. And it's hard to take those steps in the beginning, those baby steps, because they seem so futile. But by taking them, you're out in the world where you can then be reached by life's magic. And so the difficult, scary transition played out very well again in my favor, and I now live a fairy tale existence, traveling all over the world, talking about what I love to talk about.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mike, I want to talk to you about the cursed house, as you put it. Mm-hmm. We're talking today with Mike Dooley. His new book is called Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. Please stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair, and we'll be right back.
With unbearable sorrow to run the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong.
Parkinson's disease affects as many as 1 million people in the United States. At the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, it's our mission to beat this disease. To learn about the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, or if you want to help support our work, visit our website, pdf.org, or call us at 800-457-6676. In the Northwest, contact the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation at nwpf.org.
Have you ever joked that in your next life you're coming back as a dog, or wondered what it means when man's best friend smiles at you or gives you a slobbery kiss? Do you wonder how dogs seem to know what time it is? And do you know what he really thinks about his new doggy raincoat? Dr. Alexandra Horowitz spent years studying humans and animals, and some of her discoveries may surprise you. Join us next Monday at noon Pacific on Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
House dog, street dog. Dog of the world unite. Dancing dog.
Does work feel like a puzzle and you don't know where all the pieces are, or you have all the pieces but you don't know what the picture should look like? Then join me, Denise Rubin, 30-year vet in human resources. I've sat in the boardroom and in the executive offices, and I'll share with you the trials and tribulations of the workplace and how together we can solve the workplace puzzle one piece at a time. Tune in to Work Does Matter, Fridays from 1 to 2 in the afternoon on Alternative Talk 1150. Visit my website at workdoesmatter.com.
You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Talk radio to help you live well, live strong.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to fight the unbeatable foe.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. And my guest in this segment is Mike Dooley. His new book is called Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. And Mike, before the break, we were talking about putting things out to the universe. You were talking about your thoughts. We're talking about how you made your transition by really visualizing and concentrating on what you wanted. I want to talk about what you call in the book the cursed house, because many people won't visualize to the extent that they want to see their dream because they think, I don't know how to get there. While others might think, well, you know, I want to be some superstar, rock star, and the universe is just going to send it to me. I don't have to do any work. So let's talk a little bit about the cursed house. And
okay, sure. Sure, it's a sad misunderstanding by many people who are new to this way of thinking. They often mistake the fact that they are so euphorically filled with joy for having finally discovered the truth about their magnificence, about the fact that God's not angry, God's not judging them. In fact, the universe is conspiring on their behalf. They think that this euphoria is going to be enough to change their lives. So they kind of wait and wait and wait on the sidelines, not realizing that they must take action. But then, as I simultaneously say, you know, we must not worry about or mess with the cursed hows, meaning don't worry about how your dream's going to come true. And then again, there could be quandary in their mind if they're new to this, thinking, wait a minute, I must take action, but I can't worry about the hows. And what's the answer here, and how do I move forward without limiting myself or giving the wrong signal to life's magic? And the answer is, you know, number one, you just do baby steps. You just, no matter how small they are, no matter how futile they seem, the reason you take action in this small little way in the beginning is not for the distance your baby steps will cover, but because you took them, you're putting yourself out into the world where you can be predisposed to life's so-called coincidences, serendipities, or happy accidents. This is how our thoughts become things. Because we took action, because we were out there, and because, and here's the critical part, we were not insisting on this one method or this one specific person performing or turning out a certain way, then we leave ourselves available to multiple options. That is how you take action while not messing with the hows. You're out there not insisting that certain people behave certain ways, or that a certain contract be the one that you close, or a certain house be the one that you list, because you cannot measure all of that with your physical senses. You cannot see all of the miracles that are being orchestrated behind the curtains of time and space, the new people that are being drawn into your life because of the dreams that you've now stated, because of the action you're taking. You don't know who you're going to meet tomorrow, but it's going to happen. They're going to be there, and it's part of something that you orchestrated and commissioned when you first started dreaming big with your end results and started taking action.
Right.
But then if you say, no, it's got to be Mary that falls in love with me, you know, it's got to be Bruno that's my soulmate. Well, you know, it could have been Trixie or Rocco, but now they're out of the picture because you've used your physical senses and insisted on who, how, when, and where.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, those details are not important.
Right. And this is the opposite to how you're taught in corporations. Anyone who's worked in a corporation, you've got to be very specific about everything. But
we are living in primitive times, spiritually speaking. It's as if we've just crawled out of the caves. People still eat of the forbidden fruit. They still bite into that apple, thinking that it's real. They still react to the world around them. And we've been taught this by every generation since the beginning of time, because all of them have lived in the dark. All of them have fired only their physical senses. And so we've been told, young lady, young man, if you don't figure out how you're going to make this happen, well, then you can forget it ever happening. You know, you better take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we got to take responsibility, and my message is all about personal responsibility. There cannot be any directed conscious use of your power without accepting responsibility for your role and your place in life. But our responsibility ends with figuring out how the dream's going to come, how it's going to come to pass. It begins with defining the end result. And the metaphor or analogy I use is, you know, in our cars these days, the high-end cars, they come with GPS systems and little monitors, and the speakers, you know, give you driving directions as you're going down the road. The thing that kickstarts this whole thing into gear is, number one, you give the system your end result. You know, you don't tell it how you're going to get there. That's why you have it. It tells you, and same in time and space, there's no way that you can know with your 60,000 unique thoughts a day and all the different priorities you possess, all the different empowering and limiting beliefs that you're carrying along, as well as those of 6 billion other people on planet Earth, you cannot, our brains are too small, plot how our greatest dreams will come true. But we can and must define the end result: abundance, improved health, more friends and laughter, being able to help, teach, and reach more people in your life and beyond. We can do that, but just like the car analogy, after you give the system your end result, you must put your car in gear. No amount of giving thanks in advance or holding on to your gratitude rock or speaking to your GPS system with loving, adoring words is going to get you there, Because if you don't put your car in gear, you're telling the entire system, I'm not ready.
Right, right.
Not yet.
Right. And if there's any doubt in our mind when we're doing that visualization, we're sending out mixed messages too, right?
Could you repeat that, please?
If there's any doubt, if we have, you know, if we're asking for something, but then somewhere in the back of our mind, we're wondering, gosh, can I really do this? We are sending out mixed messages.
It's those doubts and those fears that can potentially hold us back. But my message throughout the book, again, is that we are here to thrive. The cards are stacked in our favor. And if we just understand the truth, which is what makes my book different, because I lay out the entire premise for the jungles of time and space. If you can understand who you really are, the eyes and the ears of the divine, you then know that you are predisposed to success. It's like we're all constantly throughout our entire lives being pushed on to greatness. It's much more difficult to frown than smile.
Yes,
and
it
it's
uses
much
muscles.
More difficult to fail than succeed.
Right.
So you can have your negative thoughts. As long as you also continue with the positive ones, they're going to blow the negative ones away.
You talk about 6 easy steps to overcoming any obstacle in life. I wonder if you'd share like the top 2 with us.
Oh, well, I'd say, number one, I think people get so embroiled in the cursed house and the shoulds. You know, what should I be doing? It's like, to heck with what you should be doing. What do you want to be doing? Because there's abundance and friends and laughter down any path you choose. Whether you want to be a professional knitter or an underwater basket weaver or a pediatrician, there's abundance. Do it to the best of your ability and just continue following the path that your heart points you to. And by not being bogged down, you can not only enjoy the journey, but you can be far more readily reminded of the kind of glory that your dreams are promising. The renewed life, your extended reach, the friends, the laughter, the travel, or however you define happiness. So my point here is don't get bogged down in the details. Vigilantly remind yourself of the glory.
Right,
okay,
right.
You're going to get what you focus on. If you focus on, you know, all the scary reasons why you might not succeed, you're going to see more and more and more to the point of being overwhelmed and quitting. Focus on the glory, the hilarity, the laughter, walking hand in hand or arm in arm with just best friends, planning group trips together. That's where you need to keep your focus. That'll get you going. The other thing, just start it. Don't be overwhelmed by the futility of what seems like these baby steps. Because I know you dream of champagne and caviar kind of lifestyle, but yet you're working at the Gap and you don't like your hourly paying job and you feel like, you know, how could I ever bridge this by continuing to live my life? Well, continuing to live your life is always better than withdrawing and waiting for Oprah to call because she can't and won't. You need to be out there.
Especially after next year.
Right, I know. You need to be out there living your life and with the proper mindset and a remembrance of the glory and where you're headed and the heritage that you've been blessed with, you will have the right inspiration, the right epiphanies, the right new friends that will free you from the unpleasant aspects of your life and get you forward. Just because you started, even though those first steps were not glamorous, and they were fraught with fear and doubt.
Mm.
Just do anything.
Yeah. Well, we're almost at the end of our segment, Mike. I read that you don't care if you're remembered, but you would like to have made a difference in millions of people's lives. What would you like that difference to look like?
Well, it's purely for selfish reasons. And the difference, I am blessed or lucky or whatever somebody else would want to call it. But by the fact that I get emails every day, I just got one from a lady who said that this month started out as one with serious contemplation of suicide, and now she's, you know, she revealed a bunch more, but she's on a totally different track because she discovered some of my work. And that feels so good. And I didn't do it for what other people think. I'd like to think after a career of doing this, I'll be able to kind of peek and lurk behind the curtains of time and space and just see the night and day differences in people's lives because of philosophical thoughts that I planted that resonated with them, that were in alignment with truth about reality, and that changed their entire experience. And that is for selfish reasons. I'll just get such a hoot out, kick out of it.
Well, it's also for the greater good. I know your website is tut.com, T-U-T.com, and you have a lot more information up there. You have notes from the universe that listeners can sign up for. What, in 30 seconds, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I send out a free note every day, Notes from the Universe at TUT.com, and the book Infinite Possibilities, which is the basis for all my teachings. It's brand new. It's at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Infinite Possibilities, the Art of Living Your Dreams.
Mike Dougherty, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Vicky, for having me.
Yeah. And please stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Janice Taylor. Her new book is called Our Lady of Weight Loss. And she is, I'm going to ask her what a weight loss artist is. It's really interesting. I think you'll get a kick out of this. Please stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
Hi, I'm Terry with tsigns.com with a quick tip for you. Next time you're organizing an event, help unify your message and spread the word with great signage. Banners, flags, decals, t-shirts, and more can all be custom designed to give your event a unique look and feel. We're a family-run business who guarantees we'll beat any price and still give you great quality and personal service. See tsigns.com or call me today, Terry at tsigns.com, 206-971-6800. 206-971-6800.
Hi, I'm Andrea Kay, America's leading career expert. I know it's going to be a great conversation when Vicky St. Clair asked me to offer my career advice on her show. Vicky asks thoughtful questions, she's thorough, she works hard to bring you great guests who walk their talk with information and solutions that can lift your career and better your life so that you'll live well, live strong. My advice, tune into our conversations and all the interviews on Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair for thought-provoking insight and tips on the things that really matter in your life. And visit AndreaKay.com, that's Andrea, K-A-Y.com, for information about my books and loads of free practical advice and inspiration for your career.
If you like to read fiction, check out Book Talk Podcast Reviews, brought to you weekly by Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Go to conversationslive.net and click on the menu at Book Talk to hear reviews of an eclectic range of books. We review fiction from chick lit and mystery to suspense and literary, from new to old, overlooked and forgotten. Check out Book Talk Podcast today at conversationslive.net. If you'd like to suggest a book for review, email info@conversationslive.net or call 206-414-6159.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. And today we've been joined by, or we're joined now by Janice Taylor. And we're talking today about how you can change your life for the better, how you can live your dreams, how you can reach goals that you didn't think were quite possible. And Janice Taylor is a health and wellness coach, a motivational speaker, author, and weight loss artist. She's a contributor to the Huffington Post, today's health and wellness magazine, and has been featured in O, the Oprah Magazine, New York Times, Good Housekeeping, Family Circle, and the list goes on. She's written two books, All Is Forgiven, Move On, and Our Lady of Weight Loss. Janice Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Well, I was telling you before we began during the break here that you're hardly recognizable as the same person on your website when you show your before and after picture. And I know it's not just about before and after pictures. It's about much more than that. But tell us a little bit about your journey. You woke up one day, you said, and couldn't get your big pants on, and that was a concern.
I woke up one morning fat. Well, just to be clear, I was born fat. I was the only baby in the hospital nursery to gain weight. you know, babies traditionally lose an ounce of pound or an ounce or two in their first week, but not me. I took to that bottle.
Right.
So, it was after a lifetime of yo-yo dieting. 8 years ago, I permanently let go of over 50 pounds. And I do say it in that way because if you lose it, you will find it.
Mm.
And, yes, every time I look in the mirror or I see a picture of myself, I am shocked. I'm still shocked. And the biggest thrill, if I may I?
Yes, yes.
The biggest thrill that I never, you said that today is about sort of manifesting your dreams or mm-hmm. going someplace you'd never dreamed possible.
Right.
Right? That's what today is about.
Absolutely.
Well, here's what I never thought was possible. I never thought that there'd be a space between my thighs. And when I put on those tight jeans, baby, I like look at that space between, you know, and I'm like, whoever would have thunk that? So yay for the space between your thighs. Well, and I bet you that's what, you know, can I just go on a roll here? I'm a serious weight loss coach, you know. I mean, I do really great work one-on-one and in groups, and I do take this kind of, let's have some fun. Do we have to be so serious attitude? But when I sit down with people, I do say to them, what will losing weight give you that you would not otherwise have?
Right.
And everybody starts out with health. And, would that be the truth? But the truth is everybody wants to look hot in jeans. And that's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to continue then.
It's just that people, you know, I think that is vanity. We want to look good. We want to feel good. We want to have a lot of energy. That's why we want to lose weight.
It's true.
We want to make our ex feel bad. That's why.
Well, I have to say in the book, it's not your typical weight loss book at all. And I want to make that very clear to listeners because, there are hundreds of them out there. And this is really, really different. It's called Our Lady of Weight Loss, Miraculous and Motivational Musings from the Patron Saint of Permanent Fat Removal. Tell us where this Our Lady of Weight Loss came from.
Well, Our Lady of Weight Loss first came to me at a Weight Watcher meeting. I had that morning that I woke up fat. I think any diet will work if you follow it. And I had yo-yoed many times, but then this particular meeting, this day when I woke up really fat, I rolled myself to a Weight Watcher meeting, and when I weighed in, it was just my highest number ever, and I was really depressed, defeated, and feeling deprived before I even began.
Yeah.
And I sat down for the lecture, and tears came to my eyes, and I thought to myself, I'm never going to be able to do this. And I heard a voice, and the voice really felt very much like it was outside my very depressed body, and it said, if you think you're never going to make it, you never will. You're an artist. Make weight loss an art project. And in that moment, I shifted them from, this is not about food, this is not about fat, this is about my life.
Right.
And this is about being spiritual, this is about being creative, this is about having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I was determined to make this torture fun.
And you do. I mean, I was reading through the book and thinking, my gosh, there's some really fun projects in here.
No, really. I know. I really went out in the book. And, that's the other thing. There's lots of books out there who they all diets work. You've done it a million times. But honestly, the thing that really works is that when you concentrate on your life, eat healthy, of course. Eat less, okay, but you really, if you want to make a permanent change, if you really want to lose it and not find it again, then you really need to think more globally or more holistically.
Mm. Now, you've got in here, first of all, were you an emotional eater? Was that your issue?
Oh, I have so many issues.
Well, maybe we don't have time for all of it.
Are you kidding me? Who's not an emotional leader.
Well, I think a lot of people are, but I do know people who look kind of blank if I, you know, if that subject comes up, they don't relate to it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
My brother, for one.
What's that?
My brother, for one.
Oh, well, I was going to say, it must be a guy.
Yeah.
I just have to say this. My husband says he's going on a diet. He's going to lose weight. So he's on it for about 2 hours, you know, and
right.
He passes a chicken place, and he comes home. And by the way, he's allowed to bring it in the house. You know, I'm like the food police in this house. If it's one portion for him. You know, we don't stock it here.
Right.
So he goes and he brings it home and he sits down at the table and he's got all, you know, the fries, the this, the that, the other thing. And I said to him, and he's eating and eating, and I said to him, don't you feel bad? And he said, about what? And I said, you said you wanted to lose weight, that you're that you were completely dedicated and you've gone off it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so? And it was like, I realized that it's not the same thing for most men.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
Right. So let's look at what a weight loss artist is. And Julia Cameron actually blurbs the back of your book. And for listeners who are familiar with Julia Cameron's work, she's the author of The Artist's Way. She's spent her whole life writing screenplays and plays and books about creativity. And she says the best makeovers begin from the inside out. Positive changes come from positive actions. And Our Lady of Weight Loss links laughter to self-worth. Why was it so important to make this book so funny? And it is funny. I laughed out loud several times at the coffee shop.
Oh, I'm so glad
I was reading it.
Well, first of all, I was just being me, you know, and I started writing it to entertain myself. So, and to sort of, I knew I wanted to write a book and there's a whole story around that, but it was really, I was just being me, which
yeah.
We should all be. And
right.
Because as Oscar Wilde says, be yourself, everyone else is already taken. So I just, and by the way, all kidding aside, that's a key component to permanent fat removal, is stop trying to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Be who you are, you know, go with who you are.
Yeah, be your best self.
Yeah. So I tend to, the more dire the situation, the funnier I am. But I don't, I honestly look at the world, and I think that most of it is absurd. And there's so much serious stuff out there that how could you possibly be that heavy and serious about weight loss? Couldn't we find a funny way to deal with this? Let's
mm-hmm.
be serious about a bigger issue. Now, the issues that come from weight loss could be bigger.
Right, right.
But, like, let's not treat this. Let's not make it bigger. I think that's part of the problem, is this agreed-upon reality that this is a struggle and you have to suffer. And I'm telling you, you do not. And you do not have to struggle. And that's one of the reasons I think you have to be really careful when you're talking to people. If you're with a bunch of people who are stuck in struggle, change the conversation. It's not going to help you.
Right. So tell us what a weight loss artist is.
Well, a weight loss artist is someone who makes art about food instead of eating it, and in the process loses weight.
Okay, so is that you're trying to fill your time? When you have these cravings, you create art instead of eating?
Well, it became, no, but I really took it on as a yes and yes, in a simple answer. On one level, yes, you really want to do something that's more creative than beat yourself up because you're fat or sit there and think about food all day long. There must be something better to do with your time. I do believe, now people say to me, oh, well, you're an artist, this won't work for me. We are creative by nature. This is more about creativity than sitting there and making a piece of art. This is about
right.
finding the creative approach to weight loss. This is like, I did a talk and there was a woman in the audience and she just would not concede that she had a creative bone in her body. And I found out that she had 5 children and I said, well, how many, you know, what about your children? How many did you say that you have? And she said 5. I said, well, wasn't that, was a pretty creative act.
Yeah, I think
so. I mean, we were created, we procreate, we create our lives on multiple levels. whether we're doing it actively or passively. So we are creative. So get over it. You're creative. And let's create a better way to do this.
Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you talk about weight loss. It's not necessarily a diet. It always has to be a lifestyle, ultimately. But make a project of it, and then you incorporate the fun into the project. And I thought that's a great idea, because it kind of separates you out from your cravings and from your, you know, what you think that Twinkie's really going to do for you.
Yes. Well, you know what it does, and you just said it. It separates you out. It gives you a place of observation. Instead of being stuck in it, and people, so many emails, I'm stuck, I'm suffering, I'm struggling, stuck, and suffering. If you're going to say, okay, let me do something fun, the other day I decided, instead of making myself take a walk, I serendipitously picked up a camera on the way out, and now my walks are no longer about I must exercise. They're about, oh, good, I'm going to go take a walk and take some pictures outside.
Yeah.
It changed it entirely for me.
Yeah.
And so I think you want to create this place of observation where you're not stuck in it and you have some space.
Right.
Where you can say, okay, now that I'm thinking this through and I've let the craving pass a little bit, do I really want that Twinkie?
Right.
That's going to last for how many millions of years?
Don't know. Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking with Janice Taylor. Her book, Our Lady of Weight Loss, very funny but informative book too. Please stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
If you missed a show on Conversations Live, check out conversationslive.net for dozens of free podcasts. Topics range from health and healing to business and career growth, from personal development to creativity, adventure, and the challenges of the human spirit. See conversationslive.net for talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Conversationslive.net, making a difference one word at a time.
Do something different with your spare time. Give baby animals at Paws a fresh start. With the assistance of caring volunteers, Paws helps hundreds of orphaned and sick kittens and puppies each year. Join us and save lives. Become a Paws foster care volunteer. For more information, visit paws.org or 425-787-2500. Paws.org or 425-787-2500.
You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Talk radio to help you heal and stay healthy.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The Jean Genie lives on his back. The Jean Genie loves chimney stacks.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. My guest in this segment is Janice Taylor. She's a health and wellness coach, a motivational speaker, author, and weight loss artist. And she's written a really fun book, and I really do mean that. It's called Our Lady of Weight Loss, Miraculous and Motivational Musings from the Patron Saint of Permanent Fat Removal. And Janice's philosophy is all about making weight loss fun as we can make it, and making it into a project. And I said at the top of the hour that she has some tips on how you can actually be thinner by New Year, how you can thrive through the holidays, not just survive. And we're going to talk about that a little bit now. You call it the holiday diet, Janice.
I do.
And say how to wake up on New Year's Day thinner than you are now.
That's right.
And you've got some great tips in here. Now, this is, as I understand it, an ebook. It's part of a program that you offer as well.
Right. It's a lovely ebook that the participants are loving, with great tips and things to think about and questions to answer that will expand your mind, not your bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I really love about the concept of it is this: there's another crazy agreed upon reality that we must eat ourselves into a stupor and gain weight over the holidays. Well, really, I want everybody to listen. You don't really have to go along with that eat till you stuff yourself silly program. You can still enjoy the day and eat. I'm not saying not to, but we don't have to go off the deep end.
Right.
And
right.
So I do offer in the program You know, we many ways, many things to think about that will change your point of view. And that's what I really want to do. I want to change everybody's point of view into a funny place.
Right.
And I do have some real suggestions, some serious suggestions.
Yeah, I want to ask you about managing your holiday expectations. Now, this seems a very obvious one, but I think it's a trap that a lot of us get caught in. I certainly used to at one point, because if I did give a dinner party or host anything, I wanted it to be perfect. And I realize now that the only way it's going to be perfect is if we've all enjoyed ourselves. You say no one has read the script you've written for them, nor frankly have you read the script they have written for you. What kind of things do we need to focus on to make sure that we manage our expectations?
I think a couple of things about the holidays is a couple of things you're dealing with. One is the food, planning what you're going to eat, saying it, being honest with yourself and saying, okay, today I'm really going to have whatever I want, rather than saying I'm going to limit it to an unreasonable place, and then being angry with yourself and sorting mm-hmm. the sort of downward spiral of beating up on self, which I'm totally against. So there's the food level, right?
Right.
But then there's the expectations, which is more about relationships or what's the party going to be about.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I seem more intelligent than this, but every year I really buy into that Norman Rockwell thing.
Well, I think so many do. That's why people work so hard. Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean, you know, my mother's going to say something that's going to peeve me. You know what I mean? There's mm-hmm. no way. And I'm going to annoy my kids. So there you go.
Right.
So there's no, I mean, that kind of thing, for one thing, just sort of what could happen.
Yeah.
That's going to throw you into a place that it's going to head you toward an extra slice of pie that you don't really want. Because I think it's all emotional eating. Most of it is.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that even if you remind yourself and say, all right, I'm going to manage my expectations, and no one's read the script you've written for them, is so we always have these one-sided conversations. I'm going to go in and I'm going to tell my kids about this project I'm working on, and they're going to be so proud of me, you know, or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right, and they don't
and
care.
And I go in and I tell them, and they say, how come you didn't bring the right kind of butter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, their head is in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these expectations, and we have to, when somebody says something that's not in alignment with what we exactly want to hear, I think we should remember that they haven't written a script that we've written for them, nor have we read the script they've written for us.
Right. Right.
So it's a two-way street.
And kind of continuing on that vein, I think this is another huge thing when families get together, is don't regress. Your brother is no longer 13. You're no longer 9. Because I see it with other families, and I see it to a certain extent with my family, with certain people in my family, that when we get back together, it's like we're all 10 years old again.
And
I have to really stand back and think, okay, I'm not falling into this trap.
I know. I was speaking with a coaching client, and she's on her way to spend a week with her family, and she was really concerned because when she was a kid, they all used to tease her about X, Y, and Z, and she was afraid, really anticipating that they'd still like to tease her. And I was, you know, so we went over that, you know, how do you, so just, you know, you don't have to participate in it. You
mm-hmm.
can, if someone is falling into that, you can be the responsible party and you can act like the adult.
Right.
But we do. We just do. I think that's part of the expectations thing, is remember that you're not. And but it's such a natural thing to do.
Right. It's very easy to fall into that trap.
Oh my
and it does take
God.
Work to step back from it.
Well, again, I'm all grown up, but when my brother comes, and we visit my mother, we're right back to who do you like best.
Yeah, interesting.
And it's not either one of us. She likes the other brother better.
Now, are you sure you didn't just write that script? A big, big thing, because you talk about this in the book, you talk about mindful eating, and we did a show just a couple of weeks ago on mindful eating. You say when you say yes, what are you saying no to? So, and when you say no, what are you saying yes to? Just stop and pause and really think about it.
Well, when you say yes to 5 helpings of pumpkin pie, you're saying no to the space between your legs.
There you go.
It's very simple. But it's, again, you know, these questions that you stop and you pause, and it creates a space. It creates a place of observation so that you can bring yourself back to being conscious, as you say.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that you're not in this holiday glaze.
Right.
Yeah.
Anybody who has worked in business is, I think, is familiar with the 80-20 rule. You usually spend 80% of your time on 20% of your employees or clients or whatever. And you use that in weight loss. And I'd never thought about putting it in weight loss before, because we do tend to think we're being good. And I know that's not a necessarily good way to think, or we're being bad. And you say no one is perfect. That's why pencils have erasers. I love that. Yeah, sure. But embrace that 80-20 rule and realize that we fit into that too.
I haven't had a perfect day ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, diet-wise or life-wise, ever. I'm not expecting to either. And 80% is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
As long as the 20
is some crazy statistics when people go to psychics and you say, and they say it's a really good psychic, and I've read statistics on, well, how accurate is what's percentage, and it's not an 80, it's not even 80-20, it's way lower, and that's considered really good.
Hmm.
Yeah, so 80-20, that's superb, man.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I want to look at a couple of the exercises, or not exercise, some of the lessons you have in the book, because you've got...
mental sizes, because we're stretching your mind.
Okay, mental sizes.
Yeah, because I'm that E-word phobic myself. Less and less.
Well, you've got 42 of these mental sizes in the book, and some of them, most of them are very creative. You talk about aromatherapy. How does that help us?
Well, I think it helps us in a number of ways. For one thing, I have heard, and there are scientific studies, they say that the scent of vanilla will curb your appetite.
Mm.
But again, I think that it's sort of always, to me, creates a certain calm to have aromatherapy, the smell. I mean, I have a lavender plant. I almost said lavender like you.
No, I don't say lavender.
Your accent,
I don't say lavender.
I have a lavender plant.
Right.
And I love sticking my head in it and breathing, taking in a deep breath. Well, you have oxygen, you're breathing, you feel calm, it's more centered.
Right.
And that's taking you away from the need to stuff yourself.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I sold Lancome over the Christmas holidays. And the big honcho from Lancome came into Rackham's, which is Harrod's baby brother, and said, make sure you keep spraying perfume in the air, because people are more pleasant. Studies have shown people are more pleasant during the busy holiday Christmas season, and they'll buy more if they're pleasant.
Well, I don't know
if there's truth in that, but...
I'm adding that of my list to my holiday survival kit. I'm bringing okay. some aromatherapy and spraying it on all my relatives. Mm.
We're almost at the end of our segment.
No!
Yes, we are. But one of the things I loved about one of the lessons was have a silent dinner party. And there's a great quote in there from Ralph Waldo Emerson, let us be silent that we may hear the whisper of the gods. I loved that idea. And you talk about feng shui, you talk about jumping back on the wagon. What would you like to leave our listeners with today, Janice?
Well, that it's really that weight loss is an opportunity for reinvention and transformation. It is an opportunity to let the real you out. It's fun. Don't believe a word anybody else says. Just believe me. Really. Even though I'm funny, ha ha ha, there's so much wisdom in what I'm saying.
Yeah, there is. You've got
there
a lot
really
of
really
good stuff.
And if you've tried everything else, just come and visit my site. And write me and buy my book and do all those things, because you really, it'll you'll lighten up immediately.
Yeah, it's full of fatoids, as you call them, instead of factoids. And
factoids.
There
yeah.
are recipes in here, and there are mm-hmm. weighty confessions, and there are lessons, and it's a really, really fun book. Creative
yeah,
projects
and if people
in there
write, you go to my website. Yeah, I have two, but I'll say Janice Taylor Living. Easier to say JanicePaylor, Janice Taylor Living. Send me an email and I will send you a free copy of the Thanksgiving Prayer. May I read it to you?
No, I'm sorry, we don't have time.
No.
They're going to have to come to your website
right,
and they're going to have to ask for it. All right. All right. Well, Janice Taylor, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Website, JaniceTaylor.com.
JaniceTaylorLiving.com.
JaniceTaylorLiving.com. And I want to thank each of you for being with us today and have a wonderful, healthy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next week. Until then, live well, live strong. Thanks for being with us.
Have you ever joked that in your next life you're coming back as a dog? Or wondered what it means when man's best friend smiles at you or gives you a slobbery kiss? Do you wonder how dogs seem to know what time it is? And do you know what he really thinks about his new doggy raincoat? Dr. Alexandra Horowitz spent years studying humans and animals, and some of her discoveries may surprise you. Join us next Monday at noon Pacific on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Dog, street dog. Dog of the world unite. Dance.